begin, though, by honoring the late Dr. Jane Goodall. Her vision and tireless advocacy for chimpanzees inspired the creation of sanctuaries through Africa and worldwide, actually. And her involvement here in South Africa was really pivotal. On the 20th of March, 20 years ago, Jane officially launched Chimp Eden at a dinner event held right here in the conference center, where we're going to also enjoy some snacks. Abu and Nikki, two of our chimps, they were the first to arrive for the opening. We had two, we've now got 33. Marking that was the beginning of a chapter in South Africa's conservation story. The journey to this day was long and has been filled with challenges. It's not easy running a sanctuary, but how it all started in the late 90s, Peter Gray, one of the founding board members of JGI South Africa, helped rescue Abu, Amadeus, Claudette, and Lily, the first chimps brought into the country. There was nowhere to house them. The chimps arrived and there was no sanctuary. So the Johannesburg Zoo stepped in and temporarily looked after and said they would look after the chimps pending us finding a sanctuary. At that stage, the board had a tough job, and that board included quite big dignitaries, like Jane, like Professor Tobias. We had some really people that put a lot of energy and effort into doing countless feasibility studies, proposals, but their hard knock was that none of the provinces would actually give us a permit because chimps weren't indigenous to South Africa. But then the breakthrough came through when Eugene Cousins offered his family's land here through the Cousonia Trust as the home to a sanctuary. And with the support of his father, Gene, and the legal guidance of our previous board chair, Edwin Jay, the construction began. And the MTPA, here in Mpumalanga, was happy to provide us with a permit. And they still remain our trusted regulator today. Gene and his family not only helped establish the sanctuary, but they also managed this as a commercial entity, while at that point in time, JGI South Africa ensured the welfare of the chimps. So many rescues happened. Sally, one of the first, was cared for by Eugene and Philip, who was the previous primate manager. He had also looked after the chimps at the Joburg Zoo and followed them here. They initially cared for Sally, as well as Fiona Martin, I think, and there were other volunteers too. Then our very oldest chimp in the world, Jao, who's still here, and hopefully you will see him today. He was rescued by road from Mozambique. And he has a guardian angel. Helena, I believe you are here today. The mother of Jao comes to visit him and brings him treats. And I know Sue, who's also here, one of our previous EDs, she was part of that rescue. Then, of course, we had Zena, and the famous Cozy also arrived at a point from Italy. So most people know Cozy, he's the celebrity. So each of these names is more than a story. They are lives transformed, their lives given dignity, and they bring love. They bring love within their own environment and to all our visitors. So each rescue was a triumph, each chimp a life saved. Yet, the sanctuary also faced tragedy. An American volunteer was attacked by Nikki and Amadeus, a painful reminder of the complexities of working with wild animals. And I see Harry here, who helped us with that legal battle. It was a legal battle and a half, but we had to tell the tale and we managed to come through it. But what that did do was that Eugene and his family stepped back and JGI South Africa had to take over the running of the sanctuary, which we have now successfully done since 2012, I think it is. So for many years after that, Chimp Eden thrived. Then, the ups and the downs, the pandemic struck. So COVID forced us to close our doors to visitors. We had to look after the chimps and we had to look after visitors. The chimps can get the same, we could also get COVID, so we closed for a long time with very dedicated staff who stayed on this property, not moving and looking after the chimps. But what has happened, and obviously with that, the tourism income went, and we've never really got back to those pre-COVID times. But we remain positive, and we are still very happy that our chimps are healthy and happy, because that's the most important thing, and they are looked after beautifully, and they have a wonderful life here. And we're also most grateful to the veterinarians of Onderstepoort. They come to see our chimps on structured health plans every twice a year, and they look after the teeth, they look after the heart. There's some really amazing things that they've done, and they do this. We just basically cover the basic medical costs, which, if you know what vet bills would normally cost, we're really, really grateful for that. And as we look back on the 20 years, what I see is a story of perseverance. From the first rescue to the official launch by Jane, from moments of tragedy to triumph, Chimp Eden has endured. And it stands today as a sanctuary not only for chimpanzees, but for the values of compassion, collaboration, and hope. And I really saw that in the last few weeks, when members of the community came out here, painted walls, did so many things for us. It is truly a community-run sanctuary, and I'm most grateful for that. And then finally, to Jane Goodall, whose legacy lives on here. Every time she came to South Africa, she came here, she spoke to the staff, she saw the chimps, she gave us hope. And to our pioneers, to our staff, to our volunteers, to the community here who have carried this vision forward, thank you. And to the chimpanzees themselves, we can't forget them. They remind us of our shared humanity, and this celebration is for you and for the chimps. So a happy 20th birthday, Chimp Eden. May the next 20 years be filled with as much courage, love, and inspiration as the last. Thank you.